Georgie's Employment Journey is a podcast made using the recording from a live conference which took place in January 2021. I'm Rebecca and I support the Preparing for Adulthood programme, and during the conference I spoke with Georgie about how she found and successfully interviewed for a nursery apprenticeship during the COVID pandemic and how she's been getting on since. Before you listen to the interview though, here is a short clip from earlier on in the conference so you can hear some comments from Georgie's manager.
I can safely say that she is absolutely loved by children in the room. Her personality and the way that she is always happy with the children, and she gives them cuddles, and she's really herself, and children can tell that when you're with them. I can see what a bright future she's going to have with us. Georgie is, as I said, a genuine, confident, sparkly member of our team.
So we've already heard some glowing stuff about your work from Lou this morning, but it would be really great to hear about your employment journey from your point of view. If you could start by saying where you work and what your job is.
Hi everyone, I'm Georgie. So I work at a nursery called Tiny Steps, and my job is a nursery apprentice doing a level 3 childcare course.
So you were looking for a job during the pandemic and doing your job search. How did you find this job?
Well, I had a lot of help from Ellen, my job coach, to start with. And then eventually I found a job myself, and I thought that it was the right job for me. And I found the job by going onto the Tiny Steps website, and then going on to their job opportunities page, or their jobs that are available. I wasn't sure at first, because even though it said it was a level 3 and I've never done a level 3 course before, I've only done a level 2. So I was thinking like I might be a bit nervous, but I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go for it and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's all we can do. So were you looking for nursery jobs?
I wasn't before. I was looking for more of like an office sort of like admin sort of roles, so like working with computers, doing like files, spreadsheets, yeah, that sort of thing. But obviously when the COVID situation happened, of course the offices and that would be closed, so it's difficult to like find a job. So I thought I need to have a backup plan, and it's always important to have a backup plan in case these things happen. And my backup plan has always been to work with children. It's always been a passion of mine. And I thought when I saw this job advertised, I thought this is definitely the right job for me. That's why I just went for it.
Great. And you had a bit of experience of working with children, didn't you, before?
Yeah, I've done a lot of voluntary or work experience in different nurseries and primary schools within where I live, in the area where I live. My previous job was that I was a teaching assistant at a primary school that I used to go to, in fact, and my role was a teaching assistant, but I was also doing one-to-one support with a little girl that has learning difficulties. So it's really interesting to get an idea of what that's like. Yeah.
Great. So you had lots to put on your CV then?
Yeah, definitely.
So you applied for the job and then you got your first interview. How did you prepare for that?
When I found out that I got through to an interview, I thought, brilliant, you know, this is a great opportunity. You know what? Just go for it. Go for the interview. And I understand at the time, because usually I'm used to going for an interview, like a face-to-face, actually see them. But obviously, unfortunately, with the COVID situation, I wasn't allowed to like go into the nursery at the time. So it was through Zoom, which was absolutely fine. So, and I'm used to it now. But I also, before I got told when my interview was, I asked my deputy manager and also my manager if I could have the questions in advance, because sometimes for people that have autism like me or any other additional needs, it's so stressful to, when it comes to the interview, to be asked the questions when some people actually prefer to have the questions before so that they can have more practice and be more confident. And it is so important, but I understand other people's different views that they might prefer to have be asked the questions straight away. But definitely for me, I like to know it in advance, and because if I didn't, I would just be so kind of panicked, really.
How did it go on the day, that first interview?
Really good. Like I had, I thought it was just like a one interview, and I thought, okay, that's it. Then I found out it was actually two, and I was like, whoa, two interviews? So I was like, whoa, this is a big thing. So they were both on Zoom, and the interviews went really well. I was quite proud of myself of how well I did, because I'm always a little bit nervous, and sometimes when I'm talking, I'm like, am I all clear and that sort of thing. So I always have those little nerves, but actually it was such a different experience to as what I'm used to. My first interview was actually quite informal. It's more like a conversation, really, sort of getting to know me, of course. And so I had to answer some questions, such as, why do I want to work in childcare? And what do you know about Tiny Steps Day Nursery? And why have you applied for this post? And why do you think this is suitable to you? So like questions like that. And then my second interview, because actually I thought first interview went well. I thought brilliant, did well. And I was so nervous to wait until to see what happens next.
Yeah.
I found out I got a second interview, and I was like, I thought at first I was like, what, a second interview? I thought, whoa, this is crazy. The second interview, I of course had the questions in advance as well, but the great thing about it is that I get to do to read a story. Usually it would be to read a story with children, but of course I couldn't go into the nursery, so it had to be with my manager, my deputy manager. They had to pretend to be children, which was quite fun. And the book that I read was a book called Room on the Broom, and of course it's one of my favourite books to read.
Yes.
And then after that, I obviously answered some more questions, such as, how do you think children learn best? What would you like to achieve in the next 5 years? And why do you want to work with us, and other questions like that?
Great. So it sounds like it all went really well. Yeah. And then what happened? You had to wait for a call.
I waited quite a long time, and I understand completely if they're like really busy and that, but I was so nervous. And then when I found out that I actually got the apprenticeship, I was completely in shock. Yeah. And I was surprised that I got it. I kind of went silent, and I was like, did I actually get the job? I was like, what? And I cannot believe it. And it took me a little while until I really kind of celebrated that I got it. My family went absolutely crazy, literally.
Well, and we also heard from Lou that there were 10 other candidates. So, yeah, it must feel great to know that you were the best one.
Yeah, so it was really nice.
Good. So what was your first day like when you went in?
I was so excited. I could not wait to start, because I was like, yes, I'm really excited. But obviously, of course, I had like a little bit of nerves, but which is completely normal for not just for people with autism or audition needs, it's for anyone really, but it's completely normal to have these sort of nerves. But my first day was so exciting. And I found out about my work shifts that were very interesting, because it's the first time I've ever done like work shifts before. So I had some like early shifts and some late shifts, my hours were only just 6 hours, just because I'm only an apprentice, this is what I'm allowed to do. But obviously when it comes to like the COVID safe measurements that we have within the nursery, is that we have to wear like a face mask when we go in. Obviously, if there's any staff members coming at the same time, you just got to make sure that you're 2 meter distance. Just got to make sure you use wash your hands pretty much all the time, as much time as you can. Hand sanitizer all the time if you can. And even like when it comes with children, I have to make sure that children wash their hands straight when they get in. Also, what's important for us as staff members is that cleaning, so even when we have these spray bottles, we have to clean everything that the children touch because you just don't know what could happen.
You've got to grips with quite a lot of that new stuff.
Yeah, because sometimes for people who have autism or additional needs, they might kind of panic thinking, oh my goodness, we've got to learn all of these. But actually what's really good for me is that I kind of watch someone to know, or I just ask them like very clearly like what I've got to do, and then they just show me, and then once I know what I'm doing, I just get on with it.
Great, sounds good. Sounds like it was all quite clear and easy to follow. Yeah, that's good. And so can you tell us what the best part of your job is?
It's of course working with children, always the best part, but of course not just about working with children, but it's also about working with some amazing staff members, and being part of an amazing team is so important to me. I've had in the past like that being part of a team was quite stressful for me, and I didn't actually feel like I was part of the team. I just felt like the other person, so I just felt kind of left out really. But that was like in the past. But with this apprenticeship, I just feel so part of the team. Like whenever I go in, everyone looks so happy, you know, I felt so welcomed. And even every time I came home, my mum and dad would just ask me, oh, how's your day been, Georgie? How's it going? And I've just been so positive. I've not really had any negative experience so far. It's always been so positive. And even what's really good is that, so as Lou, my manager, explained, that sometimes if I'm a bit concerned, a bit worried about something, a bit anxious, usually in the past, I've always just kind of kept it in my head. I've not been as confident or as brave to actually go and speak to them. So I usually speak to my mum and dad. So if I've got something that I'm worried about, I just need to go and let them know.
It sounds like a really good combination of your talents and a great culture at your organisation.
Yeah, they're such an amazing team, and I get along with everyone really well. And the children, of course, always like me for some reason.
Thanks for listening. There is a second podcast, as well as a written case study about Georgie's employment journey, which you can find on our website, along with lots of other resources, at preparingforadulthood.org.uk.